This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brittany's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, with Football Hall of Fame finalist Leroy Butler. Live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios for all your plumbing needs, check them out at GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Executive producer Dan Plucker stands other side of the glass, watching with his Brewers hat on, Brewers shirt on, hoping for a season that very well may not happen, but there's still hope, I guess, at this point. In Minneapolis, however, things are spiraling out of control, it seems. After a video emerged earlier this week in which police officer Derek Chauvin, I'll take that my best guess at that one, of him essentially killing George Floyd by pressing his knee on his neck as a group of officers were attempting to arrest Floyd for forgery, possibly at that point in time. Now, earlier today, as you've heard in our CBS news updates throughout the day, the police officer has been charged with murder in this deal, and he has been third-degree murder and manslaughter.
Yeah.
And he has been arrested and is in custody. Now, is that going to stop the rioting in Minneapolis that we have seen to this point? And now it has gone into St. Paul as well, it appears. Don't know. I guess we will have to wait and find out what tonight brings, because that's how this has been going. It tends to happen at nighttime. As it gets a little bit darker out, that's when all this stuff starts going crazy. Earlier today on ESPN show Get Up, Jalen Rose was one of the guys on the show and talked about all this stuff going on in Minnesota and Minneapolis.
America loves black people as much as they love black culture. There are so many times that it gets cherry-picked and it gets piggybacked, but only when it's convenient. And sometimes it happens in entertainment and athletics. We're not here designed only to entertain. We're actually living and breathing human beings that have a multitude of intelligence, work ethic, discipline, and talent. We've overcome a lot just like so many other races. This didn't just start happening. You can Google. We've been sprayed with water hoses. We've been attacked by dogs. We've overcome it. I'm old enough to remember I Have a Dream, Fight the Power, Screw the Police. Now it's I Can't Breathe. This is not new, and it's not going to come from just us. We need people who aren't black. We need people who aren't brown. When you know these things are happening in your society, to have a voice, a legitimate one, lock in step with us, protest with us, post with us, not just when it's convenient. When it can be uncomfortable, the illusion, the image of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee before a football game during the national anthem is the exact one that we see in Minnesota when a guy was laying on the ground for over 8 minutes, handcuffed with a knee to his neck, and was murdered. Let's start calling these things what they are. These are murderings. These are lynchings. These things have caused pain throughout our society, for our community, for hundreds of years. We've been screaming out for your assistance and for your help. He is outside of just being entertainment and walk with us lock in step even when it's uncomfortable. Because when Colin Kaepernick was taking the knee, he was ostracized, kicked out of the league, and people that didn't look like him did not truly stand next to him.
So there is Jalen Rose on ESPN's Get Up program earlier today. The question on the table, do you think we will see more kneeling down during the national anthem when sports return? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Leroy Butler, we'll start with you.
You know, I don't know, because I just think that for everybody who thought this was against the military, shame on you now. It had nothing to do with the military, man. The president painted it like that so you can, like, skirt away. This had nothing to do with the military. Not at all. He said it was exactly what happened in Minnesota was the reason why he was doing it. And it's a shame that everybody just was not. Let me take that back. I wouldn't say everybody. But a lot of people just split because of that. Oh, you didn't love the country. Maybe you, and then it just got all, it got bad. And the only thing I ask, this has not had nothing to do with all white people and all that. It got to do with really, and I know a lot of police. The only thing an African-American man, a person, want you to do when you approach us, approach us the same way you approach anybody else. And for some reason, what bothers me is the three police that stood there and watched. Because that's that code, man. That you can't tell on you. You don't have to tell. You're looking at it. That's all Colin Kaepernick was saying. And people in the NFL treated the guy terribly. I mean, but this made his cause even bigger. When you approach the car, why are you so angry if it's an African-American man? And then they caught the kid shooting. Two people left the stadium. Hey, man, get this guy a drink of water. Got him sitting down. Treat him as if he... I'm like, are you kidding? I don't understand it, but some police officers, not all of them, maybe less than 1%, they are angry when they see an African-American man. But I thought once you put the cuffs on him, it's over with. He's been detained. Let's move, put him in the car, and we'll figure out it in the court system. But for him not to come home, man, it's a, I don't know if it's a shake in my head moment because it happens a lot. And for the people that say it don't happen a lot, why should it happen at all? I want to get a chance to go back home and see my family too. But I'm going to tell you something. The last 4 years, maybe five, the racial divide is just terrible because we got to live with each other. So we might as well get along. And now it's went over to the police because you protect and serve. You don't say just protect a certain race or a certain rich people. Everybody gets protection. Everybody. And it's dangerous to be a police officer. It's real dangerous. But when it's not, you get these cowards that want to rough guys up, punch guys while they got their handcuffs on, and treat the Bucks player, just treat him bad, just treat him nasty. Why? Just be cordial, man. Hey, man ain't trying to do nothing. I would think in the academy, they would teach you when you see a threat. I would think they would teach you when you put handcuffs on a guy, hey, man, listen, I don't know many guys can break some handcuffs and do something. But to do that, and then after he would stop responding, you stayed on his neck another 2 minutes. Hey, man, I don't tell people how to react to things like this. But I just don't want it to separate us to where you start hating each other, racist. Because we went through this for years, man, years. So it seemed like we was getting closer, and now we're getting further apart. And now the police is involved. But we got to live with each other. So you may as well try to get along. I believe in any kind of peaceful protest. But I don't want to see no looting. I don't want to see stuff setting on fire. I don't want to see you destroying your community. I don't want to see that. Because the message is lost. Because certain media groups will just cover the looting. They don't even talk about the young man who passed away or the people protesting peacefully. Nope, they're talking about the fires and the looting. And I don't want anybody to get hurt. It just, some things be so shocking to you sometimes you don't even know what to say. But this one is like everybody saw it. Because I thought since Rodney King, okay, we need to know how to treat people. Once we got them in the position, we got all people, not just certain people, all people. We got to know how to treat them because these people, they could be not guilty. And you beat the man, and not, and you know how many millions of dollars Steve and Gary, these cities and states give up and pay to these people when they treat them bad? That's all our money gone. Millions of dollars because they did something terrible. And you know, this guy lose his job, paid leave. It ain't right. And I don't know what the police union got to say about it, but it's just not right. I don't know who's teaching these guys these methods, but the other police should be coming to defense. This shouldn't be happening. You're going to just stand there and watch? I'm done, man. Go ahead.
All right, let's get to some calls here, and we'll get Gary's response. 414-799-1250. Do you think we'll see more kneeling during the national anthem when sports are back? Ryan in Burlington, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Hey, guys. Hey, you know, first off, I hope there is more kneeling. I really do. My father was a POW in World War II, and I can tell you that he didn't get captured, he didn't get shot down, he didn't fight for us, he fought for all of us. Whether you're kneeling or not, it's not about the military. Somebody kneeling to the national anthem has just as much right. The person that died overseas for them died for that right to do it. And this, what's happening now in Minnesota is exactly why Colin did it. It's exactly why there needs to be more talk about it from all communities. You know, one other thing I wanted to say is, you know, this is going to take all of us. You know, what people, my friends included, that I hear and see on Facebook, people are, you know, they're now, a lot of them are focusing on the riots, not what's causing the riots or what the outrage is. And it's, I'll be honest, it's disgusting. You know, what disgusts me is Leroy is there, he's got kids, Gary's there, he's got kids. And I can tell you this, without even knowing either of those gentlemen, without even talking to them, they've had conversations with their kids probably about police, how to act, what to do. How disgusting is that? It embarrasses me that I don't have to have that talk. I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old that don't see color. They don't see it. They don't know it. It's a learned trait. We can fix this. But it's disgusting that Gary or anybody that has to sit down and talk to their kids about if you get pulled over, this is how you have to talk. This is how you have to act. Don't do this. Don't do this because it could end up a different way. It won't end up like that for my kids. And I wish more of my friends would understand that. My kids are not in the same danger as maybe Gary's kids or the next kids. And it absolutely embarrasses me. It's disgusting. And if more people have to kneel, then more people should kneel.
All right, Ryan.
We need to do better.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Going to what he just said, Dan Orlovsky, who was in a heated argument with Damian Lillard yesterday and others, tweeted this out earlier today. Of course, Orlovsky, a former NFL quarterback, and all kinds of different media around the country. A main reason why sports matter to me. I'm a white guy who grew up in a mainly white area. I've spent most of my life around black men because of playing college football and in the NFL. What happened over that time was the poison, lies, stereotypes that I was led to believe about the black community as a kid were wiped away. My whole adult life has been spent around good-hearted, integrity-filled, hardworking, kind, funny, intelligent, conscious, motivated, loyal, friendly, trustworthy, amazing, successful black people. Without sports, I don't think I have those lies wiped away. I wish everyone could experience this. I think everyone needs to experience this in some way. As a parent, my kids 100% will. And that's Dan Orlovsky earlier today on Twitter. Take another call here. Randy in Cedarburg, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Leroy Butler and Gary Ellerson.
How you guys doing, man?
Fine.
What's up, my brother?
Hey, how you doing, man? You know what, man? I'm going to tell you right now. You know, I'm proud of my state. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm proud of, you know, St. Paul. I'm proud of the mayor. The mayor, it shows some heart more than the mayor of Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? You know, that mayor reminded me of a guy when I was going to boot camp, man, Fort Lee. You know what I'm saying? That white, you know, for the white mayor, he showed so much passion, like he really cared. You know, that's what we need. As you want to, you know, I don't know how I feel to be white. I can never be white, but I know friendship when I see it, when I feel it. You can't fake it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you say you know somebody like Gary, because Gary is black and you're white. Oh, I know Gary. I mean, he's my friend. Gary's not your friend unless y'all have a real friendship. You know, that mayor of Minnesota showed me some passion, heart. They fired them guys right away. You know, that thing with Sterling Brown, they should have been fired right away. They didn't get fired. They didn't get recognized. They probably did nothing. And last thing I'm going to say I love about Minnesota, Minneapolis, everyone guys want to call it, you had black folks, white folks, hand in hand marching together. You know, show some faith. You would never see that in Milwaukee, period. No, never. And what I love about Minnesota, you would never, ever see that nowhere. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Randy.
That's a huge point. It ain't just African-Americans out there protesting. It's all races. And we're going to talk to Rami, and Rami is totally different. And that's a great thing. Because you don't have to be a certain color to see injustice. You just have to look at that writing on the wall.
Do you think we'll see more kneeling during the national anthem when sports are back? We'll hear Gary Ellerson's thoughts on that coming up next. But first, let's talk about the Jewelry Center and maybe getting that ring on that special someone for that big day at some point or another. I know that there's been a bunch of weddings that have been postponed because of the COVID-19 outbreak.
Ring,
don't have to postpone the ring. No, you can go get the ring. Get married next year. Get married in 2 years. Well, just get her the ring.
Well,
get
that ring. Yeah, listen, Leroy, I got a couple things for you, Leroy. Yeah, you can go to the Jewelry Center. You can get the ring.
Ring.
You can go to J&J Contractors, and they can help you rebuild the house. Yeah. Or you can go to Pella Windows and Doors, and they can throw the windows and doors in there for you. You can do all that at one-stop shop. But just ask Gary Ellison. He'll show you how to do it. But first, we're going to talk about my good friends over at the Jewelry Center. They want to talk about their hours, because since we've been closed up and now they're open again, they want to welcome you guys into their store to shop. And their full-service repair center is ready for all your jewelry and watch repair needs. The Jewelry Center hours, Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Guys, their Burlington location closes at 5:30 p.m. weekdays and at 2 p.m. on Saturdays. Learn more about us, our three locations, the brands that we carry, folks, and our full-service repair department at shoptjc.com.
Yeah, I'm going to see them tomorrow.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Ask you, do you think we'll see more kneeling during the national anthem when sports are back? And we heard Leroy's take. We've heard a couple of callers, people tweeting in as well. Time for Gary Ellerson.
I think for me, Steve, and I don't want to change the question, but for me, the question would be, now do you understand why Colin Kaepernick was kneeling? Because there were so many people against that. There were so many people talking about, it's the flag, it's the flag. It was all about the flag. Oh, it was the flag. To me, I think, now have you changed your mind? Now do you understand why this guy was kneeling? Because there, even the president who came out against this was to try to change the narrative of what Colin was talking about. Is he was kneeling for the people that didn't have a voice. He was kneeling for the oppressed people. He was kneeling for the people that were being abused by the cops. That's what he was kneeling for. It was never about the flag. My question is, now do you understand why Colin Kaepernick is kneeling? And I've seen so many stuff on Facebook where people are now talking about which stores are being closed and burning down of Target. Well, those things are the burning down the police station. But those things don't happen if we're not killing people, if people are not treated right, if you're unjustly murdering people right on the street. Those, if you're on your Facebook page and you're complaining about them talking about burning down certain things, I think you're misguided. I think you don't understand. Really, I think you got a nation of people who are tired, who are frustrated, who have nowhere to turn and don't understand what to do. And I think the burning, which I don't condone, but it's just an outlier of what has happening to a lot of people that don't have hope. And that's what you're seeing. So I think for us, we have to fix what is happening to these people that are being ostracized the way that they are. Now, I'm not saying that it would never happen to me or Leroy, you know, or guys like Deion Sanders. And we just heard, who was the guy we just heard talking about, the basketball player guy?
Jalen Rose,
right. Maybe some of that stuff don't affect us, but make no mistake about it. Don't think I have never gotten a side eye by some of these people. I mean, it is. We live in a racist world. We know that. We know that. So for me, Steve, yeah, I think it's a great question that we have on docket. But to me, if you didn't understand, now do you understand what Colin Kaepernick is kneeling? I guess I would ask you, Steve, does this bring this more to the forefront of why Colin was kneeling?
Yeah, I wasn't against it to begin with.
I know you weren't. But, so, yeah. But now you see it, though, right?
Yeah, but I'm telling you right now, you can mark this down and we can play it back. They're not going to show players kneeling if there are more of them kneeling when the National Football League games start. They're not. They're going to keep it off TV because they don't want to lose viewership again. Watch. You'll see. It's not going to be any different.
Who won't keep it off?
The NFL. They're not going to want to see all these guys kneeling on TV and have the backlash and then having people mad at the NFL because we're going to go through the whole rigmarole that we went through the last time. I think
more so now people understand why Colin was kneeling.
It ain't going to have to be on TV. It'll be all over social media.
People taking pictures of them, sure. Yeah. I just think.
They don't need TV.
I understand.
Well, everybody in press box will be taking pictures right for sure.
No doubt. People will be taking pictures, yes.
Yeah, they're going to cover it.
Yep.
Yeah,
Steve,
okay.
If you watch the stuff that's going on right now on I-43.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if you're watching it.
43
but...
and North is where it is. It's all over Twitter. I've been retweeting it from the fan account, the video from some of the news channels around town.
Are you seeing the people that they're arresting?
I did not see any arrests. I just saw a long shot video of them on the interstate.
Yeah, they're off the highway. There are people that are off the highway on the side. They don't look like me, Steve. They look like you. The people there are arresting.
They got a big
Steve,
head? Is that what you're saying?
Look, well, no, your color. Oh. Your skin color.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And what I'm saying is,
sorry,
Steve,
I was just trying to be
that's,
funny.
That's what we got to have in order for this to go away. It just can't be black people fighting.
I tend to agree with Orlovsky. I tend to agree with the quarterback and the fact that he says that, you know, this is how you were raised and by the people you were raised by and so forth. And until people stop raising their kids with all this crap in their head, it's not going to stop because there are kids right now that are teenagers being raised the same way that these idiots that have their viewpoints today were being raised. And until you grow up and change your viewpoint for yourself, because that's what has to happen. You have to grow up. You have to become a man or a woman and figure out your own viewpoints versus being stuck in your head by your parents or your grandparents or your aunts or your uncles or wherever the issue may be. That's how it's going to change. You know,
Steve.
That's the only way it's going to change, because otherwise this just gets passed on from generation to generation to generation.
And there's no excuse, really, because Leroy and I both, I'm from the most southern part of the South that you can get. Very rural, but not my high school was an all-black high school, right? And so I come to Wisconsin. I had never seen anything, well, just so many white people in my life. I mean, I think you look at the University of Wisconsin, at 50,000 students, maybe less than 1% of the 50,000 were black people that looked like me. And I didn't really have a racist bone in my body, or I knew how to adjust, or I knew what was right and what was wrong. I don't think there's any excuse for people saying, well, I was raised in this community and I wasn't raised around black people and I don't know how to act. You know what's right and what's
I'm
wrong.
I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying getting raised by racist parents or raised by racist grandparents.
Sometimes you're not raised by racist parents. I don't think it is. Sometimes you just don't understand. Sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes you're not put in those situations. Sometimes if a white person is raised in a predominantly white community, they can the hater thing to me is kind of like that.
Yeah.
Didn't know better. But those are the people that he was around, Steve.
And his viewpoint clearly has changed later in life.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Yep. He found out he knew better. Those are type things I'm talking about. You have black people that are like not around white people, and then all of a sudden they get put in and they understand how this all works and what's right and what's wrong. And I think, to me, Colin Kaepernick signifies that, and we see right now what happened to this guy. And I think he's still doing great work. You know, he did some good work here, gave some money here to the people here in Milwaukee. So he's still doing great work in and around the community. But I think this sheds light to what Colin Kaepernick was all about.
Kaepernick created a legal defense fund for the protesters in Minneapolis. Now, I'm hoping that doesn't include people burning police houses down, but either way, he put out, we must protect our freedom fighters. We started a legal defense initiative to give legal representation to freedom fighters in Minneapolis, paid for by Your Rights Camp, which is the thing that he had started himself. So Kaepernick active, as always, with this situation in Minneapolis, too. Coming up next, we'll talk with Rami Makhlouf, who lives in Minneapolis, former host of the Wendy's Big Show. Some of the stuff happening right outside of his very own building. Right now, the latest on the COVID-19 pandemic from CBS News.
I have to say this. I wish America loved black people as much as they love black culture. There are so many times that it gets cherry-picked and it gets piggybacked, but only when it's convenient. And sometimes it happens in entertainment and athletics. We're not here designed only to entertain. We're actually living and breathing human beings that have a multitude of intelligence, work ethic, discipline, and talent. We've overcome a lot just like so many other races. This didn't just start happening. You can Google. We've been sprayed with water hoses. We've been attacked by dogs. We've overcome it. I'm old enough to remember I Have a Dream, Fight the Power, Screw the Police. Now it's I Can't Breathe. This is not new. And it's not going to come from just us. We need people who aren't black. We need people who aren't brown. When you know these things are happening in your society to have a voice, a legitimate one, lock in step with us, protest with us, post with us, not just when it's convenient, when it can be uncomfortable. The illusion, the image of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee before a football game during the national anthem is the exact one that we see in Minnesota when a guy was laying on the ground for over 8 minutes, handcuffed with a knee to his neck and was murdered. Let's start calling these things what they are. These are murderings. These are lynchings. These things have caused pain throughout our society, for our community, for hundreds of years. We've been screaming out for your assistance.
Okay, so there is Jalen Rose earlier today on the program Get Up on ESPN. And, of course, talking about the killing of George Floyd in Minnesota, in Minneapolis to be specific. And joining us now is Rami Makhlouf, former co-host of the Wendy's Big Show. He lives in Minneapolis and has been going through this. He joins Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler right now and myself here on The Fan. Okay, Rami, first things first, how safe really are you where you're at?
I think I'm pretty safe. The real epicenter of everything last night, where it got literally and figuratively very heated, where they lit the third precinct of the police department on fire. That's a pretty safe distance from me. Some of the protests, some of the looting, or I guess if you want to call it rioting, has made its way to my neighborhood. There's literally looting and boarded up stores surrounding my apartment building. I walk out, and one of the targets that they shattered all the windows in is across the street. One of the Cub Foods, the grocery store that I shop at across the street, they also broke some windows in there. And a lot of the shops, the Apple store, a lot of small businesses around me have all been smashed in and looted. So it's in my immediate neighborhood. But like I said, the worst of it, the epicenter of it, that most people saw on your news channel of choice last night is a pretty safe distance from where I'm at right now.
You know something, Rami, when we talk about all of this stuff going on, and we've seen it all across the country and so forth, and right now we have numerous protests happening in Milwaukee right now. They were on 43. It looks like there's a group heading towards Fiserv Forum. All races involved in these protests that we're seeing on TV. We have the TV on right now here in the studio watching it, thanks to ABC Sight and Sound Video for that. But, I mean, what you're going through right now, have you ever been anywhere even close to anything like this before, anywhere else you've lived?
No, never like this, guys. I mean, last night it was pretty peaceful in my neighborhood until probably about 11, 12 o'clock at night. And then I could literally hear gunshots in the air and sirens and helicopters flying overhead and some commotion outside my window. I will say this, though. Like I said before, I don't feel like I'm really in any harm's way or in any danger. I explained this to you earlier on the phone, Sparky. My building, it's a square. So some of the apartment space out onto the street, some of the apartment space, the inner square, the courtyard that we have here. My apartment, luckily, is on the inner square, so I'm not facing the street. I don't think I'm in any harm or danger, but close enough that I could hear what was going on last night. And you know, I took my dog for a walk today. I posted some of the pictures and video from that on my Twitter account today. And it's sad and it's scary what's going on here, man. And what I'm literally in the middle of. I'm in Uptown Minneapolis and kind of in the heart of Uptown Minneapolis. And I'm not going out while the commotion is happening, because I learned from Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler to stay away from trouble like that. Even when you go out in the aftermath and in the morning and see what's going on here, man, it's sad and scary. But the thing that's even sadder and that's even scarier is what triggered this, and the fact that a man is dead right now, and his family and his friends are sadder than me and people in my neighborhood who see what's going on in our neighborhood and what people of color have to live with every day, that they might end up under an officer's knee and meeting the same fate as George Floyd. That's scarier than anything that I've experienced. So that I hope people are listening is really what I take out of this, is that I hope people are listening. Jalen Rose said it right there. People have been screaming and trying to find different ways to protest and bring attention to this and make people who don't experience it and live it on a day-to-day basis, trying to get them to notice. And we all reach a breaking point. We all reach a point where we crack and isn't enough anymore. And that's why we're here. That's why I'm in the middle of all this. And it's just sad and scary, man, on so many levels.
Well, now it is happening here in Milwaukee as we speak, Rami. And what it looks like, because I can't see most of the stuff in Minnesota, but here in Milwaukee, it feels like there's a very diverse group of people that are actually marching, so meaning that it's not just black people. Does it feel that way there in Minnesota?
Yeah, that's definitely the case here, Gary. And you see the footage on TV, and
there are people of all races and colors in those protests, both you know, peacefully and lawfully protesting, and some of the people who are doing some of the destruction and damage also span the culture spectrum, I guess I could is one way I could put it. Yeah, it's all races, it's all colors, it's all religions, which again, that's to me that's progress, because nothing's going to change until people who aren't living this, who aren't the victims of this, start to get an idea of the magnitude of this and what's going on out there and how scary it is. This morning, guys, when I was taking that walk that I was telling you guys about, it was like a moment out of a TV show or a movie. I'm standing on a street corner waiting across the street, and two young girls were standing there waiting, one white, one black, and we're all just looking around at the destruction and people trying to pick up the pieces and board up their businesses. And the white girl said to the black girl, she said, this is crazy. This is scary. And the black girl said back to her, not in an antagonistic way or in an angry way whatsoever. She just said, now you see what we see. This is what we live every day. That was like such a poignant moment for me to be there at that moment when that conversation happened, and the look on the girl's face, the white girl's face, who she said it to, it was like something finally set in, like she finally got it, that this is real, that what people live with on an everyday basis is very real, and it's why we're here. It's the spark that caused this fire, figuratively and literally. That anger, that fear that people live with every day is the spark that lit this fire.
Yeah, Rami, I was watching the people loot. I said, there go my boy Rami, got him that flat screen he's always wanted. Dude, go put it back, man. You know I missed that. You know I missed that. Because only me and you could do race jokes. It was funny. Hey, but I was telling Gary and Steve this. This is what Colin Kaepernick was saying when everybody was trying to pit, like, the NFL against the military. It wasn't that. He had to do something in an impactful moment to talk about what happened to George Floyd. This is what he always talked about. So now I think people, like you said, the young lady said, oh, now I see why he kneeled down. Because one of our questions was, do you think more players will kneel down? I don't know. But I think if they did, you would see why. They want to just bring as much attention to this as possible.
I hope so. I hope so, Leroy. I hope more prominent people in the sports world, in the entertainment world, and across the board, prominent people who have a platform start to speak up, start to take this seriously, start to see what's going on out there, and that the message is received, that it's not that people don't look at Colin Kaepernick or anybody else who peacefully protests, who takes the platform, the stage that they have, and tries to shine light on something that is very real, that's devastating, that's scary, that people have to live with every day, that the message is received and people don't bristle at it, and people don't try and adopt or molest the message in some way, shape, or form, and make it something that it's not, making something that's anti-American or anti-military. That's not what it is. I say this all the time, guys, that being a patriot and a good American is kind of the same as being a good fan of your sports team, but 1,000 times more important. And by that, I mean, guys doing what we do for a living, or I guess not what you do for a living, because I don't have a job, but doing what we do for a living, you know, would we criticize the teams that we root for and that we love and that the people listening to us root for and love? They get offended and they go, oh, you're not a real fan. And the truth is, no, you are a real fan and you want to see what's best for that team. And when it comes to America and being a patriot and being an American, speaking up on something that's going on, that's wrong, that's clearly blatantly wrong and is as bad as it gets, it doesn't mean you hate America. It doesn't mean you hate people in the military or people in uniform and first responders of any kind. You're just saying, look, there's something very, very wrong going on here, and we need people to notice, or it's never going to change.
Time with Rami Makhlouf, former co-host here on the Wendy's Big Show, located in Minneapolis now. So I don't know about Gary and Leroy, but for me, myself, if I had a child living in Minneapolis right now, I'd probably be a little bit nervous for my kid still to be living there. What kind of response have you gotten from friends and family from those living down here in Wisconsin or Illinois?
A lot of my friends are telling me, both friends from Chicago from the day my days growing up down there, and my friends from Milwaukee and the long time I spent there, that I should get out, telling me to come stay with me. You shouldn't be there. You're not safe, blah, blah, blah. And like I told you guys, I don't really feel like I'm in harm's way, given where my apartment is, how it's situated within the building, et cetera. I called my parents yesterday just to say, hey, I'm fine. Don't worry. I'm safe. I'm alive. Everything's cool. And my dad picked up the phone, and he goes, well, what's up? And I said, I'm healthy. I'm safe. Everything's cool. Don't worry about me. And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, you know what's going on in Minneapolis, right? And he goes, oh, yeah, your city's going crazy. What's going on with
that? I love your dad, man.
My dad was the least concerned, most docile person about the whole thing. And even my mom, who's like, she's very much a worrisome person and is always telling me to play it safe. And I thought she would also tell me to get out. But then I thought about it. My parents literally grew up in a war zone. Like, they're watching what's going on here in Minneapolis. Yeah, it's bad, but I'm pretty sure my parents have seen worse. That's why they're not too worried about me and what's going on around here at the moment.
Well, Rami Makhlouf, stay safe, and we'll all be watching. We saw the pictures you tweeted out earlier of your neighborhood, so stay safe in this whole thing. Man, I also saw that Minneapolis has put out a curfew now of 8 o'clock for tonight and through the weekend, and that includes any journalists that decide they want to go out and report something. They will also be taken out and fined if they're out tonight. So don't go take no dog walks at about 8:30 tonight.
No, I'll be back in the house before sundown, man. I'm not trying to get caught up in this.
All right, sounds good. There he is, Rami Makhlouf on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is there a passion outgrowing your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. And these protests that are going on right now in Milwaukee, they're at the courthouse now, it looks like, from what we're watching on TV.
Man,
there's
it's
protests. Go ahead. What?
No, go ahead and see.
Well, there are protests going on all over the country. D. Orlando Ledbetter, who used to work for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and now works for the Orlando Journal Constitution, it just retweeted one of the people that covered the news down in Atlanta. And there's a huge protest headed towards the Capitol down there. And demographics look pretty much the same as what we're seeing here on TV here in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Mixed races, doesn't matter who you are, what race you are. It's all different types of races walking. Now, all I see are the back of their heads. I will tell you, from what I can see on TV, a lot of these people are wearing masks, Gary, that are out here protesting. Mm-hmm. I really wasn't sure what we would see. I mean, there are some that obviously aren't, but quite a few people are still wearing their masks all this.
Well, right now, we're rising. We're at an all-time high right now between yesterday and today.
Another huge day today with the coronavirus stuff. Yeah. But people aren't going to be talking about that nearly as much as they're talking about the protests tonight. I can guarantee you that.
Last point, as the Cleveland Browns said, they're going back on Monday to open the facility. This is a free press. Don't be arresting the press. Okay? The press has to write. This is mind-boggling that Omar, the kid, got arrested last night for CNN. That was a head-scratcher for me. On live TV, this man get arrested. So the curfew, I get it. But leave the press alone. Let them report and let everybody see what's going on. They shouldn't have to have a curfew. They're responsible people. Yeah, I mean, you just got two guys and a camera guy. What, they're not doing any harm? I just don't get that part. I mean, so I don't agree with that. If they want people to be off the streets, fine, but the press should be able to cover it at a responsible distance and in a responsible way. Otherwise, how are you going to even know what's going on unless people post it on certain sites?
Okay, coming up next.
I don't agree with that.
I'm with you. Go ahead. Top five Packer wide receivers of all time. This is going off a tweet from Sam Decker, who threw out there that Devontae Adams might be the greatest Packer wide receiver of all time. Gary responded. I responded on Twitter over the weekend, I think it was, when
he put
this out.
He's just a baby, though, so give him a break. He's just a baby.
Okay? I understand, but a lot of people responded. A lot of people were talking about different eras of Packers history. I'm not attacking him.
Yeah, don't be a...
I retweeted it.
And I'm not comfortable with it.
I retweeted it and just put it, for me, would be James Lofton. That's all I put. And then Gary put who he thought. But that was one. But we're doing one through five because it's a top five Friday on the Fan. So give us one through five top five Packer wide receivers of all time. For you, in your opinion, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.